AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A 10-day ceasefire in Lebanon has started, heralded by celebratory gunshots across Beirut. President Trump announced the truce agreed to by Lebanon and Israel, but the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group says any ceasefire must not allow Israeli forces in Lebanon any freedom of movement. Meantime, Sagar Meghani reports there's been a frantic push for an extension of the Iran war ceasefire.
Pakistan's powerful army chief met with Tehran's top negotiator. Mediators are seeking another round of talks between the U.S. and Iran before the ceasefire expires next week. For now, the fragile truce is holding. Israel's top diplomat says Iran is facing a historic crossroad. At the Pentagon, Defense Chief Pete Hegseth says the bottom line is Tehran will not get a nuclear weapon. That can happen the nice way, through a peace deal.
Or we can do it the hard way.
Saying the U.S. military remains locked and loaded as it continues a blockade of Iranian ports. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The closure of the Strait of Hormuz has created a potential jet fuel shortage in Europe and Asia. International Energy Agency Director Fatih Birol tells AP.
We have maybe 6 weeks or so jet fuel left. If we are not able to open the Strait of Hormuz, if the refineries as a result would start to work, I can tell you soon we will hear the news that some of the flights from City A to City B might be canceled.
Oil prices climbed today, Brent crude settling back above $99 per barrel. But stocks ticked higher on Wall Street, the S&P adding another 0.3% to its record. The Dow up 0.2%, the Nasdaq 0.4%. This is AP News. Storms in the Great Lakes region are blamed for at least one death, a man apparently struck by lightning. Donna Warder has more.
Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources has been watching levees around the city of Portage, where rainfall swelled waters to nearly 19 feet on Wednesday. This woman lives near the river.
We just don't need no more rain.
Record rainfall in the state flooded streets and trapped drivers. In Madison, two trees fell onto Jeremy DeFall's home.
I was a little bit frightened. And when I look outside, it was worse than I ever seen.
In Michigan, powerful storms damaged two ice arenas and flooded streets. Some public school buildings sustained structural damage in Ann Arbor. The National Weather Service says the storm that brought hail and tornadoes was on its way toward Upper Pennsylvania and the Buffalo, New York area. All audio courtesy of WKOW. I'm Donna Warder.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.